This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420 friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
If you are interested in advertising or sponsorships, please send all business inquiries to onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and can be seen on YouTube. OnAirWithJT.com.
JT did it again.
JT here. Pure Hemp Rolling Papers was launched in 1996. From the desire to have a tree-free alternative rolling paper. They are made from pesticide-free, chemical-free, pure hemp's manufacturers have been around for quite some time. The Miguel family has been perfecting paper making since 1725. That's almost 300 years of paper making experience. Pure Hemp Rolling Papers is an eco-conscious alternative to all the wood pulp rice rolling papers on the market. They are focused on offering a tree-free rolling paper complemented with an all-natural vegan gum line that is sustainably sourced from West African trees. Pure Hemp created rolling papers to be as pure as possible. 25 plus years later, and Pure Hemp family has grown substantially. They've expanded into pre-roll cones, spiral wraps, and individualized pre-roll cones. Reach out to Pure Hemp and discover their superior Pure Hemp pre-roll cones. At Pure Hemp, they are always listening, learning, adapting, and constantly innovating. When I smoke paper, I smoke the Pure Hemp way. Go check them out on Instagram at Pure Hemp Paper and give them a follow. Tell them JT sent you.
JT did it again. If you are interested in advertising or sponsorships, please send all business inquiries to onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and can be seen on YouTube. OnAirWithJT.com.
On Air with JT, my name is Justin Thomas, and thank you to everyone that has been showing love and support, and welcome to a brand new episode, and thank you again for tuning in. Today is February 9th, yesterday was the 8th, which was my 30th birthday, the big 3-0, and man, do I feel fucking old. And you know, first of all, before we start the show, I just want to take a second and apologize to anyone and everyone that I called old at 30 when I was 18. I now feel your pain and I apologize sincerely. Wow. It's crazy just going from your 20s to 30s, like that 29 to 30. And I know a lot of it's like psychological, but still, like, it's like, damn, I'm 30? Like, it feels like yesterday I was 14 and it was my first day of high school. And now I'm 30? Like, I really don't think it has fully registered in my brain. And I have fully internalized that. Like, I still feel like if people were to ask me right now how old I am, I would probably just say out of habit, like 29. I mean, hopefully I would catch myself. But who knows? We live in a world where sometimes we do not catch ourselves. Shout out to Ye. But yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone that also showed love and support and said happy birthday and well wishes and all that. I really do appreciate that. I really do. Really do. And yeah, I mean, something I really have never talked about on my podcast or publicly before, but because of how I grew up and how my life has been, on certain milestones when it comes to birthdays, and I'm sure other people can relate, but I mean, maybe not everyone, but I'm sure there's some people that definitely can relate. I mean, when I turned 25 at midnight, I started crying because I honestly didn't think I would make it to 25. And that feels like that happened last week. 5 years later, now I'm 30. I mean, I had a great day, don't get me wrong. But I definitely feel like I'm going through like an early life crisis to a certain extent. Maybe it's just the combination of with what's going on in the world and being intuned and enlightened when it comes to spirituality and with everything in terms of the transition from 3D to 5D and the new earth. But yeah, I was just on Instagram Live and I want to know what people want me to talk about. I mean, obviously, as an Aquarius and just as myself and who I am, I'm going to talk about what I want when I want. But I love my audience and I really value the people that listen to me and that watch me and support me and all of that. And I do value your opinions. And I know that there's so many different people that follow me, especially on like Instagram or social media, for so many different reasons, whether it's for the comedy, the skits, the acting, my past history in the music industry, the podcast, business, spirituality, mental health. There's so many things that I talk about and that I'm interested in. And I think that's a great thing. But I also think it's vital for people to understand that it's okay to like multiple things. It's okay to have multiple endeavors, to have multiple projects at the same time. I mean, no judgment. I get it. It can be very stressful just doing one thing, one project, let alone two, three, four, five, whatever. But for me personally, I have multiple roles, I have multiple titles that I identify with in this material world, in this 3D world. And people are like, well, you can't be an actor and a podcaster and an entrepreneur and all this. Like, yes, you can. You should have, like, I do this and I do this. Don't feel weird or ashamed to say that. Own it. Now, again, I know that everybody listening or everybody that's just supports me or is watching or listening to this show might not be interested in doing multiple things, and that's entirely okay. No judgment whatsoever. Whatever makes you happy. That's all I talk about. That's my whole premise with this podcast and my platform, is to bring happiness and joy and talk about life and things through my POV, my perspective, my prism of the way that I see life through my eyes, through my retrospect. And I know that there's going to be people that might agree with me sometimes. There's going to be people that might disagree with me. And that's entirely fine. I actually encourage that. I don't want everybody to be like, yes, 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 yes. I don't want a bunch of yes men. If I say something that is a little out of character or out of line or even at that, false or incorrect, even though I would never do that intentionally, but still, I want to be called out. I want that accountability. I want that. My stomach's growling. I'm fucking hungry. It's like almost 2 a.m. But I want that. And I think we live in a generation, we live in a society where people are afraid of that. People are afraid to have these open conversations. People are afraid to have these conversations with other people that have different perspectives, different opinions, ideology. And I don't understand that. Well, I mean, I guess I do and I don't. I mean, logically, it's because they are just simply small-minded. But if you are open-minded enough to have that self-awareness that, hey, okay, even though that this is my life and I see the world this way because of how I grew up and the infrastructures, etc., I can still have empathy or some level of understanding of how someone else might see the world other than myself without any ego or judgment involved. And I think that is a crucial thing that we need in society. We need those conversations. We need those debates. Even the ones that make you feel uncomfortable. The ones that make you feel uncomfortable needs to be taken place. Because how do we progress as a society? How do we evolve as a society? We need to have those conversations. We need to have those talks. We need to have those. And if we don't, we are just going to keep going back and back and back and back. We didn't come this far to go all the way back. And the way that I'm seeing things, especially on social media, even though that doesn't define how the world is, but it does in a way because everybody is on social media. But there's, again, so much hatred and anger and racism and bigotry and all this craziness. And it's so sad to see, especially as someone that is an empath and that can feel other people's pain and emotion, whether it's good or bad. You know, we are living in times where everything is so self-destructive, and the system is enabling us to do that if you do not have the willpower. This episode of On Air with JT is brought to you by Mind Bloom and Pure Hemp Rolling Paper. Give them both a follow on Instagram at Mind Bloom and Pure Hemp Paper. You're listening to On Air with JT. On Air with JT, yes, welcome back. And thank you again to Mind Bloom and Pure Hemp Paper for sponsoring today's show. You know, one thing I definitely want to talk about, and I posted this on my Instagram, was your fear of looking stupid is holding you back. And I honestly believe that if you want to achieve greatness at anything, you have to embrace the humility, rejection, fear, and failure aspects to the absolute maximum to tap into greatness. Just don't let the fuse go out when life hits you with all four at once. And I think that's kind of a powerful quote and a powerful saying, especially the fact that when life does hit you with all four at once, which it will, it doesn't matter what you do for a living or what you do, it will hit you with all four. And obviously with some things that you do in life in terms of jobs or careers or risks or adventures, there's a higher risk and, you know, potential that that might be an outcome. But you need to embrace that. You need to embrace the humility. You need to embrace the rejection, the fear of failing, the fear of even succeeding. You know, a lot of people, especially artists and creatives, we are our own worst enemy. And I mean, I could probably make a whole episode just talking about that alone, which is actually not a bad idea. But of course, just as human beings, we are our own worst critic. And if you are an artist or a creator, and you actually are really passionate about what you do, and it doesn't matter what it is, you always are thriving for perfection or greatness or something where at least you are personally content with finishing, completing, releasing, putting out into the world, into the universe. And a lot of people are afraid of humility. And I get it. I've been there. But based on how my life has been for me personally, and I know that, of course, everyone is different, but for me personally, I had so much rejection and no's and humility from such a young age, and it happened so frequently where it really doesn't faze me. Of course, at times, if there's something that I really care about, a project or an audition or something, and I hear a no, you know, I'm going to be a little upset or disappointed, but I feel like that has given me a huge advantage over a lot of people because I experienced rejection and no's for over 20 years of my life. So it kind of became sort of the norm and normal and just a natural environment that I was in. So I had to adjust. And of course, it wasn't easy dealing with that at a young age. And it still isn't easy dealing with it now, or even when you're 40 or 50 or 60 or whatever. It's never fun hearing no or rejection, but I kind of trick my mind into actually thinking that it actually is. And I really do embrace the aspects of humility. I don't mind looking dumb. I don't mind looking silly. I don't mind having people being like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck did this dude just post? I don't mind that. I don't mind people's opinions because we all have one. Your opinion doesn't define who I am as a person, especially if you don't know me on a personal level. And I'm an Aquarius and I'm an introvert, so not that many people actually know the real me. Even people that I've known for 10, 15, 20 years really don't even know the real me. Because there's a lot of things that I don't talk about. I mean, to be honest, there's more things that I talk about openly on this podcast, on this show, and there's more things that I've talked about and exposed about my life that I haven't even told people that I was like best friends with for 15 years or exes or whatever. I'm very open. I'm very vulnerable on this podcast, and I don't mind that any bit whatsoever. In fact, again, I actually embrace that. Because I know that there are so many people that don't have that voice or that don't have that platform. And I'm not trying to degrade you or talk down to you. No, I'm trying to uplift everybody. I'm trying to uplift my community, my brand, everything that I'm building. I am trying to uplift, and I'm trying to encourage and inspire and motivate other people. Just be like, hey, again, if I did this and I went through this and I experienced this and all this shit, and or even to this day, I'm going through this and blah, 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 but I'm still getting up every day. I'm still working, and my drive is still there and all of that. If I can do that, and if I can talk about that and expose that and make content, and hopefully some way and somehow it resonates with people, then I've done my job. Because again, this show is truly authentic. There's nothing fake about my show. JT here. I have to let you know about this really cool giveaway that we're doing. Myself and Pure Hemp Rolling Papers has recently partnered up, and one lucky person is going to win a bunch of rolling papers, cones and rolls, both bleached and unbleached, a t-shirt, and a rolling tray. Now you might be asking yourself, well, how do I get this? How do I enter this giveaway? Well, it's really simple. All you have to do is follow Pure Hemp Paper. That's P-U-R-E. H-E-M-P-P-A-P-E-R on Instagram, and then you have to comment under this video saying that you follow them, and also make sure that you're following On Air with JT, and in 2 weeks, we're going to announce one winner. There is nothing fake about my show. It is truly authentic. There's no facade. There's no mask, and I'm not saying that there's no other podcasters or content creators that are truly authentic, but it is a very small minority. It's a very small percentage. Even the people that you think are being honest and authentic, they're living a double life. Not everybody, but about 97, 98%, even the ones that you would never have guessed, people who can be really good actors. You know, just my time in the past couple of years of the growth with the podcast and my connections, I'm not going to say any names, but I've come across even athletes that are pretty good actors. Like, you would have never guessed, like, wow, this is who you really are as a person. This is how you really talk to people. This is how you treat people. To entrepreneurs, which I guess isn't really that surprising, even though I'm an entrepreneur, but I don't look down on people. I mean, I was raised to treat the janitor with the same respect as I would treat the CEO. And I do that to this day. I don't think anyone is better than me. I mean, when it comes to my work and my job, I'm a little competitive. I have that Michael Jordan in me. I mean, it's only right. It's that Aquarius. But in my real personal life and what I'm just living and not like really in the game and working, I don't think anybody's beneath me. And I think anyone that has that mentality, anyone that thinks that way, that tells a lot about someone's character. That tells a lot about someone's ego. And it's not healthy. It is not healthy whatsoever. It's not. It's just not healthy. And if you come across people like that, you need to stay away. Like Ludacris said, get back, motherfucker, get back. You clearly don't know them like that. But it's true. You know how you can really tell who someone is? You take them out to eat, or you go out to eat with somebody to a restaurant where you sit down and there's a waiter, a waitress, a server, and you see how they talk to them. or even you go through a McDonald's drive-thru, you see how that person talks to the person when you bring the order in, through the intercom, all the way up until you pay, until you get the food. You can tell a lot about someone and how they treat people and their character. But you have to be observant. Because, again, people can act. There's actors that aren't even actors that are actors. If that makes sense. And I know it does. Because we all know people like that. And especially in today's age and what's going on in the world right now, I mean, that's happening like crazy. So many people's masks and veils are just falling off. That shit is just coming off, and people are seeing people for who they really are. Not for the image that they're trying to display to the world and to society, but who the real person is. The flaws, the insecurities, the real character. And when you see people's real, true character, man, is that a fucking turnoff. Especially when you come across somebody and you see how they think and their logic and reasoning behind how they think. After you meet somebody, you're talking to somebody, whether it's flirting or relationship, friendship, business, acquaintance, doesn't matter. And you start talking to somebody and you're like, wow, this person is cool. Like, I think I like this person. And then you get to know them a little bit more and you see their habits and you see their way of thinking and their way of talking and their ideologies. And you're like, damn, you think like that? Ah, damn, bro. Damn, girl. It really be like that. I'm just like, damn, like, you too? You don't know any better? And it's true. A lot of people don't know any better. They simply do not know any better. And I'm not saying that to justify their actions or their lack of awareness by being in this, you know, particular bubble. But to some degree, we need to hold these people accountable, especially when you're an adult. You know, you're not 13. You're in your 20s, 30s, 40s. You got to be doing the work. You got to be doing the inner work. You got to be doing the self work. You got to be doing the inner work. You got to be working on yourself and trying to improve yourself in all areas and aspects of life, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. You got to heal that trauma. You got to do all the things that is necessary in order to keep evolving and growing as a person. And if you do not, you know what's going to happen? Stagnancy. You're going to just be in the same place, the same frame of mind, the same way of living, if you do not go and make those changes that are going to be uncomfortable at first, but will be very well worth being uncomfortable. I'll tell you that. I do also want to apologize. I know that I said in the previous episode that this episode was going to be a little bit longer, probably a little bit over an hour, and that's just not going to be the case for today's episode. Today's episode is going to be probably the same amount of time length on average, which the previous, I don't know, 5 or 6 episodes have been, which is roughly, you know, 30 minutes, 35 minute mark. But that's only because I have so much work to do behind the scenes. And again, it's like 2:30 a.m. So I probably have about 16 to 17 hours worth of work behind the scenes. And that's not even including editing this particular episode, uploading it to all the platforms, and then promoting it and, you know, doing all of that. So I have about 19 hours worth of work ahead of me. So I do apologize for the short episode, but, you know, of course I wanted to get on here. It's the first episode of my 30s. I'm officially 30 years old, which is fucking crazy. And I feel a little flabbergasted just saying that out loud. Like, yeah, I'm 30. Now I understand why people lie about their age. It's a good thing I'm an actor. You know, I could probably play like a 25-year-old. I mean, I definitely could not play like an 18-year-old. I mean, there's some actors that are in their 30s or 40s that have played, you know, teenagers and movies and things like that. And I don't know if that's something I could personally do. The stress and everything of life has definitely gotten to me a little bit. And I don't know how I feel about plastic surgery and all that shit, to be honest. So, you know, I feel like that would be a little bit hypocritical, especially the fact that I've publicly said that I prefer women to be natural. You know, I don't have any judgment on women that decide to do any work. You know, do what makes you happy. But my personal preference is someone that's natural, and that's someone that actually doesn't really wear makeup. And I know that's kind of weird for a guy to say in today's age and also in society, because all we see is when women, or especially like celebrities, for an example, like Pamela Anderson, you know, she went makeup free and like the whole world and internet freaked out. And that's kind of sad, the fact that a woman or any person decides not to wear makeup and people are applauding them. I mean, I get it because of society. I'm not judging them, but like, that just shows me personally how distorted and how messed up society is and how, you know, brutal it is for women, and especially women in the entertainment industry. As a guy that's in the industry, and that's on a level, I mean, I'm not on the highest level, still got a lot of missions and levels to go, but I'm not naive. I've been in a lot of rooms, I've heard a lot of conversations, I've talked to a lot of people, I've heard a lot of stories, I've verified stories. There's a lot of things that I just simply cannot talk about on this show. And I talk about a lot. I talk about pretty much everything. Except things that I, you know, don't want to get sued for like defamation or breaking a NDA, non-disclosure agreement or some shit. I don't need that stress in my life right now. I'm an actor trying to make it. I don't need that stress, man. I don't need it. But yeah, I'm really excited. I'm performing at Boston, at Laugh Boston, in Boston, I should say, very soon for open mic, my stand-up improv debut. I'm really excited, a little nervous, which I kind of talked about and dwelled in the previous episode, if you want to check it out if you haven't heard it yet. So I'm really excited about that, and I have a couple auditions, and I'm writing, and the acting and the music and all the business endeavors and the podcast, and I should say podcasts. I mean, there's just so many things in the works. So I'm really excited. 2024 is going to be a great year. It's going to be a legendary year, and I'm really excited for the things to come. And I know that there's going to be a lot of things that I imagined, you know, happening and coming into fruition. But I also am aware that there's going to be some things that I never even dreamt of or imagined that was feasible or possible to happen, or more specifically, to happen so quick. So I'm really excited for the things to come this year. I really am. And again, thank you so much to Mind Bloom. Thank you so much to Pure Hemp Rolling Paper for sponsoring today's show. I truly appreciate it. For all business inquiries, you can send me an email at onairwithjt@gmail.com. That's onairwithjt@gmail.com. All the links to follow me on social media or to listen or watch my podcasts or check out all my other business endeavors, just head over to onairwithjt.com. That's onairwithjt.com. Thank you so much for listening to this little episode, a little update. I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate all the love and support, and thank you again for all the birthday wishes and everything like that. I truly appreciate it. I love you all, and I hope you have a great day. The motherfucking JT way.
Yes, sir.
JT here. I have to let you know about this really cool giveaway that we're doing. Myself and Pure Hemp Rolling Papers has recently partnered up, and one lucky person is going to win a bunch of rolling papers, cones and rolls, both bleached and unbleached, a t-shirt, and a rolling tray. Now you might be asking yourself, well, how do I get this? How do I enter this giveaway? Well, it's really simple. All you have to do is follow Pure Hemp Paper, that's PureHemppaper, on Instagram, and then you have to comment under this video saying that you follow them, and also make sure that you're following On Air with JT, and in 2 weeks, we're going to announce one winner.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420 friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
If you are interested in advertising or sponsorships, please send all business inquiries to onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and can be seen on YouTube. On Air with JT.com.
JT did it again.
JT here. Pure Hemp Rolling Papers was launched in 1996 from the desire to have a tree-free alternative rolling paper. They are made from pesticide-free, chemical-free, pure hemp's manufacturers have been around for quite some time. The Miguel family has been perfecting paper making since 1725. That's almost 300 years of paper making experience. Pure Hemp Rolling Papers is an eco-conscious alternative to all the wood pulp rice rolling papers on the market. They are focused on offering a tree-free rolling paper complemented with an all-natural vegan gum line that is sustainably sourced from West African trees. Pure Hemp created rolling papers to be as pure as possible. 25 plus years later, and Pure Hemp family has grown substantially. They've expanded into pre-roll cones, spiral wraps, and individualized pre-roll cones. Reach out to Pure Hemp and discover their superior Pure Hemp pre-roll cones. At Pure Hemp, they are always listening, learning, adapting, and constantly innovating. When I smoke paper, I smoke the Pure Hemp way. Go check them out on Instagram at Pure Hemp Paper and give them a follow. Tell them JT sent you.
JT did it again. If you are interested in advertising or sponsorships, please send all business inquiries to onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and can be seen on YouTube. On Air with JT.com.
JT did it again.